Watch, Ted Cruz believes folks pushing theory to not vote in Georgia have a different agenda in mind. By Ashley Oliver on January 2, 2021. Cumming, Georgia, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, suggested at a campaign event Saturday that anyone telling voters to boycott the general election results by refusing to vote in Georgia's Senate runoff election on January 5 has a different agenda in mind. Cruz, speaking to reporters after appearing at the event for incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, Saturday morning, commented on the issue of voter fraud just before he and several other senators and senators-elect released a statement announcing they would object to the Electoral College results on January 6, the day Congress is expected to certify those results. The statement cited unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations and lax enforcement of election law, and other voting irregularities in the presidential election and called for an emergency 10-day audit to restore faith in democracy. In his remarks to reporters, Cruz said, "Look, I'm angry about the abuse of power that we've seen. Voter fraud is a real problem. It's a persistent problem. It's a problem in Georgia and across the country. But the answer isn't to stay home and hand control of the government over to the radical left and over to the extreme socialists." Cruz said those pushing the theory that conservatives should stay home on Tuesday, they've got a different agenda in mind. They want the hard left to take over this country. Among those who have encouraged Georgians to sit out voting are two attorneys, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, who told attendees at a press conference December 2 that they should not vote in the upcoming election until state leaders fix the alleged issue of voter fraud. Wood later reportedly told The New Yorker that hundreds of thousands of Georgians are not going back to the polls out of disgust for the Georgia GOP. Wood, specifically, has a history of supporting Democrats, as Breitbart News reported, although he claims to be Republican. Cruz, by contrast, said he has found conservatives are eager to vote. "I've got to tell you, every conservative that I know is committed to standing up and fighting to defend our rights. And the anger you feel, let me encourage you to channel it into fighting to save the Senate and save America," Cruz said, adding, "I think the stakes are that great, without exaggeration. These two Senate races in the state of Georgia I believe are the most important Senate races of our lifetimes because the gulf between what would happen with a Chuck Schumer radical Democrat Senate versus keeping it as a Republican Senate is massive." During the event, while speaking to a large crowd gathered in the Good Old Days Bar and Grill parking lot, both Cruz and Loeffler quoted a variation of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY celebratory remarks when media declared Joe Biden president-elect. "Now we take Georgia. Then we change America," Schumer said on November 7. Cruz warned that the radical left intends to go after and try to take away our right to free speech. "They intend to take away our religious liberty rights. They intend to take away the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. We're not gonna let them do that." He concluded, "I think the common sense of the good men and women of Georgia is going to pull this country back from the brink and is going to protect and preserve our liberty." Write to Ashley Oliver at Oliver@Breitbart.com.